What's up, natives? Welcome to Intertribal Radio. I'm Gary Jeunesse, also known as Native Outlaws Most Wanted. So in case you've never heard of Native Outlaws is a page that I started on Facebook in 2012. I started it up for a place for natives to come to share their pride and their support for each other. So now I'm bringing that platform to podcast. So I'm actually branching out to all platforms. I'm trying to share my pride and my support for all natives everywhere. So make sure you check me out on Facebook, check out all my live feeds to where I go around supporting native artists, musicians, and going to powwows and sharing the video with you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start with my favorite song. It's pretty much Native Outlaws' national anthem. All right, so turn it up and enjoy. And it happens to be the Snotty-Nosed Rez Kids, Redskin Cowboy. All right. Enjoy.
Damn, I can use some of my old panic right now. Long ways from home, partner. Shit, I get with you on the rock, man. No time to stop, youngin'. Yo, we came here to Bentown Red. Just then, we gotta be calling out and stay true. You know how the Redskin Cowboys do.
When I'm rolling to your town, I get with mine. I want the keys to the city, thank you kindly. And I'm feeling pretty greedy, yeah, my rhymes are getting witty. I want the keys to the city, thank you kindly. I got a pistol on the side of me, looking hella grimy. When I roll through your town, I got the outlaws behind me. Ain't the color of my skin or the brains that define me, but the size of the flame that I got burning deep inside of me. Now I'm rolling with the merry men, here to take the city like the Daenerys Targaryen. My dragon's in the dungeon while your crew is getting drunk, and you'll be sure to cook them up before we bury. I'm the new Apache kid with the flask in a saddlebag, murder on my mind, underneath the crooked cowboy hat. I'm here with all the homies up the trash, couldn't hold me. Here to take the game, new crooks, where to pass the land. We're the Redskin Ninja Givers. We ain't nothing like a public figure. We're the braided up braves, and we about to take back what we never gave away, go figure. We're the Redskin Cowboys.
Cowboys, we the Redskin Cowboys. touched. Home of the land that brought us up. A subject that I love, yet it's hard to touch. But I got buckskin gauntlets, so I don't give a fuck. Just keep doing it again, love. No black hawk down. Cowboys versus Indians, no mask, I snap. I double dog dare you to ask out loud how that lag got. Now you'll catch hands like black.
Damn, I love that song. Native Outlaws, heck yeah, rebels with a cause. But today, you know, our cause is protecting the water, defending the land, bringing our culture back, adding it to our life. You know, there was a time when there was laws made against our pride and culture. You know, they fear us. So back then, men had to cut their hair. Of course, everyone knows about residential schooling, you know, kill the Indian, save the man. So times were tough back then. People say, why are we still crying about it? Because it was so long ago. It wasn't that long ago. I'm a product of residential schooling. My mom was sent to a residential school. She lived in California on the reservation and was shipped up to Oregon to Chemehuevin Indian School. And it's a good school today, you know. It's a boarding school. People go there to learn and share their pride and live the culture. I've been to a lot of powwows over there at Chemehuevin, and fortunately I was able to bring my mom to a couple powwows at Chemehuevin before she passed away in 2010. So, it's a pretty tough topic. But since residential school, you know, popped up, the 215 children that were found at the very first, at Kamloops. So that was just the tip of the iceberg. So the last number that I know about is, I think, like 7,600. Missing, buried children on school property. Now, that's crazy. So, as far as Native Outlaws goes, you know, I wrote a poem pretty much describing about what Native Outlaws is all about, why I started it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that video for you. I did a poem. I turned it into TikTok. But you can find all videos that I've ever done on Facebook, at least as long as Facebook is still Facebook, before they turn into the metaverse. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and share my poem with you. My poem is called Native Pride. It's pretty much what I have in me, why I do what I do. You know, I'm just a native trying to make a difference. I don't drum, I don't dance, I don't sing. But I have a lot of heart, I have a lot of pride, I have a lot of knowledge. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play this poem for you. So, I hope it touches you the same way it touches me when I wrote it. All right, enjoy. What's up, Outlaws? I'm Gary Jeunesse, and I'm Native Outlaws Most Wanted. Normally, this is where I'd say I'm doing a live feed, so you know that this page is for natives, by natives, but I'm having issues with Facebook right now. So here I am, reduced to videos, but as long as they let me make my post, then it's all good. Just playing my drum by Cree English. Beautiful. So anyway, while I'm here, I want to go ahead and share a poem with you. But first, prayers up. Prayers up, tobacco down if you have it. So anyway, I did want to share a little poem that I wrote a few years ago. It's called Native Outlaws. Not Native Outlaws, it's called Native Pride. It's really kind of the reason why I call this page Native Outlaws.
Because back in the day, men couldn't have long hair, couldn't speak your language, couldn't pray the way you wanted to. So anyway, it made me think, and I came up with this little poem about 4 or 5 years ago. So anyway, here it goes. Our song and dance was against the law. Murder and injustice all we saw. We laid down our weapons to end this fight. Your numbers were many, and your weapons were mine. Still, you cut my hair, took my language too. You feared me less if I look like you. We went to your schools and your churches too, and we're armed with knowledge to do battle with you. Now we dance, now we sing. Peace and harmony is what we bring. My blood is red and my heart is too. I'll always be Native through and through. So basically what that's about is kind of the little seed that I have in me. Since the 215 children have been found, residential schooling issues have popped up. And my mom was sent to the residential school, but she never really said any stories about it, so I don't have anything to share with you. Other than the fact that I'm a Native that's not supposed to be here. So when I was raised, my mom didn't really share much about the culture or how she grew up. So I kind of grew up white until I got older, and I got a seed in me. It just bloomed. So and I was full of pride, and I created this page, Native Outlaws, for all of us to come together, share our pride. I built a pretty big platform, and I'm trying to use it to support other Natives. So I'm having Facebook issues right now. I'm actually going backwards in my numbers. Crazy, I've never seen that. But anyway, I need your support. So like, comment, share this video, and keep checking out my page. I share stuff every day. And oh yeah, check me out on Instagram. Just started up. It's been a week. So I'm going to go jump over there and do a live feed because they don't care what I do over there. So heck yeah. All right, so feathers up. I'll see you out on the red road.
Wow. That was pretty powerful, you know. When I thought of it, wrote it down, I just felt pride overwhelm me. So anyway, that's why I'm here, to share my pride and my support for all Natives that I come across. So hopefully you support me too, and check out my pages. I keep mentioning Facebook because I've been there for so long. It's kind of where I find out all my information. And I connect with a lot of Natives because there's a lot of issues going around on Indian country. So it's kind of why I feel, you know, we all have a purpose. My purpose, like I said before, I don't sing, I don't dance, I don't drum. But I built a pretty good platform, a pretty cool platform. It's been pretty popular. And I'm proud to be able to do what I do. I sponsored a couple events. I did a show in Las Vegas. It was a 420 gathering in celebration of marijuana being legalized in Las Vegas. Or not just Las Vegas, but Nevada, the whole state. So, you know, marijuana is just medicine. It's all natural. But, of course, the United States government outlawed it. That term outlawed again. And, you know, so they outlawed our culture, our pride, our dances, our song, outlawed marijuana. Man, everything that's good and beneficial for you, the government's trying to control. So, pretty sad. Also, with the COVID going on right now, I haven't been to a powwow since August of 2020. And I can feel it draining me. You know, going to a powwow was like a church. I could just feel the ancestors fill me, especially Grand Entry. Grand Entry is always powerful. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pop up one of my powwow videos where we're doing Grand Entry. So, all right. Turn it up and enjoy.
Rise in honor of our Eagles back, our flag. Power time and run around! Whoa! honored Eagles back.
Hey!
attention to our Ojibwe relatives up in Ontario, Canada. I believe they came from your Jesus breast dancers. Very sacred. Healing breath, healing song. Just hearing our warriors, a couple of the Jesus warriors we have down there, including Linda Wood.
Wow, that was amazing. Touches my heart, wakes up my spirit. Feel the ancestors, feel the drum. Beautiful. So that was Grand Entry from the Veterans Day powwow, Grand On Oregon, July of 2019. So I missed being on the powwow trail, doing video, bringing them to you. So I know you heard it, it sounded pretty amazing, sounded beautiful, but you should really see the video. Grand Ron has powwow grounds, and it's very well put together, but also they have most of their powwows in the summer, so summer nights, Grand Ron powwow, it's beautiful. Skies are always purple, clear. So, yeah, you can always see the video that I made, Native Outlaws, YouTube. Because that's what it's all about, putting platforms together for natives to come together to share their pride and support for each other. So after watching that video, I'm kind of interested to see if there's any powwows. I know there's none around my area, but there just might be one around you. So let me take a quick look at Facebook, see what's going on there, seeing what I can find for you. Heck yeah, I found one. So this one's in Texas. It's Honoring Our Nation's Veterans Powwow. And it is happening November 19th through November 21st. So happening right now, 3-day powwow. So let's see, where is it at? Cibolo Soccer Stadium, Cibolo, Texas. And here's the location, 258 South Main Street, Cibolo, Texas, 97108. So you can put that into your GPS. Head on out to the powwow. If you can't make it tonight, there's always tomorrow. So if you need to contact anyone, the organizer is Dana Medina. Phone number is 405-441-7066. And email address is post212princess@att.net. And all lowercase letters. So, and the headman is J.R. Lone Lodge. Head Lady, Amber McDaniel, Comacheat, MC, Al Santos, and Larry Lyles. The arena director is Harold Rogers. And host drums, Northern Drum, Young Buffalo Horse, Southern Drum, and the Cozad Singers. So if you're in Texas, if you're in the area, lucky you, because you get to go to a powwow. So besides bringing powwow updates to you or powwow videos, I meet a lot of people being a page owner. And like I said, I've sponsored two shows in Las Vegas, and I've met a lot of native hip-hop artists. And yeah, I've made relationships, friendships, and I'm always trying to support my friends. So yeah, when I was in Las Vegas, man, I got to meet Savelle the Native. He's a young, up-and-coming native hip-hop artist. He's lives in Eugene. So I'm from Oregon. He's from Oregon. How awesome is that? But I wanted to mention Savelle the Native because he has a song up for on the NAMAs, the Native American Music Awards. Now, what an honor that is. So he does have a song up for nomination. I did want to share my support for him and play it here for you. Because in case you haven't heard Native Hip Hop, there's a lot of awesome, amazing, talented artists. And like I said, I met him in person. He's humbled. He's filled with pride. And yeah, he's blazing a trail for all natives. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And this one is up for the NAMI nomination. It's called Pipe Down. Savelle the Native.
And the work. Never worry about your crooks, you're busy banging a turn and light it up like the fork to give it all that I'm worth.
Now that's gas.
Never took my foot off the pedal, said I'm heavy in the dicks, put the pits in the devils. Wasn't ready for the kid, I left stacks up, tell them. When that shot's fired, hit, ooh, they knew I was trouble.
Man down.
Look at me, the last one standing. Gave the whole world a dose, and it wasn't unleaded. You see the path that I chose, boy, I do not regret it. Chosen one, not my city, I ain't the one that said it. It's all action, let me cancel. Middle finger left flame is a passive. Let it marinate. Savvy baby bitches ready to a very great. Pipe down, that's real. Hoping Anna catch a slip and get pill. Just drop a cannon with the juice we in the field. Look, my weed is all Havana, high state. If I still feel a baby, I'ma keep it real. It's for the cutthroats. Nay body, dip it, go in for the gusto. Suck, I can't trust those. Bitch, I don't touch those. Bucks on my buck, I just execute the huddle. Man, I swear the shit bang. Slap it out of all of your doors. Keep it booming for the love, what's who the fallen in war? Sipping Deuce out the bottle, spill it all on the floor. Chase a dream, but not the money's what we started us for.
Now that's facts.
All gas till we touch them. Bar back out while I'm listening to bust them. Swear that we've been out here on the road the whole month now. Saying that we up, I pray we don't come down. This heavy baby trying to leave my mark. Lighting up all the bitches, shoot shit in the dark. Always aiming where it hurts, so I'ma aim at the heart. Man, I try to tell them first, now they ain't in the car. No caption, I'm the captain. Hair swinging in the wind. Let it marinate. Savvy baby bitches,
Man, just love Savelle the Native. He's got that positive vibe going on. So let's keep it going. I'm going to go ahead and do another Savelle the Native song. This one's called Shooters. So turn it up and enjoy.
Savvy baby. Bitch, I'm with the shooters. We the Packers, the movies. No slackers, just boosters. My young life will do ya. Throw the house in for Buddha. Can't find this on Google. Bitch, I'm with the shooters. We the Packers, the movies. No slackers, just boosters. My young life will do ya. Throw the house in for Buddha. Can't find this on Google. Bitch, I'm with the Castry in the whip. Three deep, get these chips up. Bitch, I want the loaf. Watch you come with the biscuit. Cleaner than soap. Whipped up like Bisquick. Savvy been wildin', I ain't never on no bitch shit. Talk slick, get your whole clip, get quick. Gang in this thing, throwing bows like biscuits. Time with the one, see the beam get dismissed. Up with the sun, now here to get these chips up. Baby, I'm the bomb, please don't ever get it mixed up. Ooh, Cappy Dan and a sprinkle with some pimp dust. Back on her back, getting stacks at the pickup. Drop the bitch off until she finished.
Loving his music. Make sure you search for him, Savelle the Native, on all platforms. And put some of that music on your phone too. So I got a lot of my favorite friends on my own phone because that's what it's all about, Native supporting Natives, especially your own friends. So speaking of friends, you know, through Facebook, I meet a lot of people. And I have another friend who is on the Native American Music Awards. And she's also the reason why I'm doing this podcast right now, because she started it up and asked for some friends to join her. So we're trying to get this platform going. We're all a part of Intertribal Radio. So I'm just one part of it. We're trying to have a Native on each day. So on Native all day, every day. But anyway, that friend that I'm talking about, she is 4-1's April Satchel. So April Satchel also has a page on Facebook, and her page is Native Supporting Natives, because that's what it's all about. That's what I'm all about. That's what April's all about. So let's build platforms and help support each other. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of April's songs. This one was nominated for the Native American Music Awards. And this one's called Talk to My People. Because that's why we're here right now. We're all trying to talk to you and share pride, share culture, share heritage, give you a place to come to share that. So I'm going to go ahead and press play and let April talk to her people.
Yep. Got too many out there not knowing the truth. Can I talk to my people? our minds. Instead, we choose to follow lies of arrogant minds. We the majority, being oppressed by the minority. There's blood in the roots, grass is evident where arrows used to shoot, bullets now shoot. Ain't no dream catchers stopping these real nightmares. They just hanging decorations on people's walls. My people can't stand tall. Res became our truth when we allowed them to separate us. We was once one nation, first nation, indigenous. We are the truth. Step on the plot to erase our existence. Existence, our resilience. We are eternal beings. Now live your truth. What's on your mind? You can hear my line anytime, day and night. If you see something, say something, get your back on the right.
I've been through hell, there's trouble. Everybody know my life. Hey.
This for my people when they are seeing we finna make. We finna statement killing me lately when y'all got limitations. No transparency, tough tap with these Caucasians. I'm far from racist, my offspring is getting racist. If I'ma say so, been an A-hole since been a friend. Since building Legos and snatching egos off in your pay. The chosen one like Neo, fuck what the hate is saying. Open your mind, don't think about it, no you can't what Morpheus is. This is the prophecy, obviously probably out my head. Shit just gotta be tiring, walking like you dead. Settlement for less when the best you are. Time to set it off. I said before, how the system is the only difference is mental imprisonment. Niggas living with them. Yeah, this shit is crazy. We different, make us different planet. But one day we'll get it till the end. Fuck what you saying. One day we'll get it till the end. Fuck what you saying. Yeah. Before I leave, I wanna say, child. Yeah, my people, please take away the brainwashed. I pray. Brother and me sister and see lie. I pray for me, brother and me sister and see lie. Hey, before I leave, I wanna say, child. Yeah, my people, please take away the brainwash.
Talk to my people. I hear you, April. You got a powerful message. So, yeah, I hear you on all platforms. You speak through your music. Speak through your pages, you speak with your advocacy, and yeah, like I said, I love the music, so you put out a positive message and powerful too. So I appreciate your friendship, appreciate what you do for the Native community, and you do have another song up for nomination too. So that one is Creator. And funny thing is I could have been part of that. April hit me up quite a few months ago when she was putting the song together. She was asking other fellow natives to say a prayer and hopefully put it in your own language. But I had a lot of time, or I had a lot of stuff going on at the time. I wasn't able to come up with anything. I felt bad because, you know, she's hit me up for support, and I thought it would be something I'd be able to do, but I had a lot going on. At that time, I was getting ready to head out to Vegas to sponsor the Entrepreneur Gathering. And I felt bad, but I felt good about what happened. What happened was somebody else got that spot. Somebody else that actually does write music and needs to have their voice heard. So I pretty much gave up a spot for somebody that really needed it. So that's pretty much how I look at it. But I had an opportunity to be part of the song. Didn't happen because it was just not my time. So Creator has a purpose. And this purpose is the song. So turn it up and enjoy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? you right now.
I need you.
Can you hear me? I need you right now.
What a beautiful song, full of prayer, spoken in our native language. Definitely the ancestors and creator heard that one. So I heard it, I felt it, and I'm happy to share it. I'm also happy to share my pride and my friendship with April Satchel. We became pretty close friends, even though we haven't met in person, but that time will come. But until then, we're still supporting each other. And like I said, that's why I'm here. This is pretty much April's platform, Intertribal Radio. I'm just bringing the Native Outlaws to podcast platform. So, and what I'm all about is Native supporting Natives. I'm here to share my pride and my support with you and for you. So, being a page owner, I meet a lot of people. So I got one more person who I wanted to introduce you to, because I'm just trying to fill up an hour worth of time of pride for you. So this is one of my favorite songs. It's called I Still Believe in You. Man, every time I hear it, I tear up. So it's probably a good thing that you can't see me right now. But eventually I will put these podcasts on video too. This is my first one. I'm just working my way through it. I'm trying to learn how to work it. But when I get better at these, I'm going to put these on video, because you guys want to know who you're supporting. I'm a real person. I keep it 100% real. So it's kind of what I bring to Intertribal Radio. We're all just a group of people trying to make a difference. So, all right. Don't forget, I still believe in you.
It's a prayer for the young ones no longer here. Since you've been gone, it's been a longer year. It's really getting hard to keep it stronger here. But I feel you with me everywhere, far and near. I'm gonna always keep it lit for you every day. For all my nieces and my nephews around the way. Keep your memories alive in my heart with me. I know you living in the sky, you a star to me. And even though you're gone, you're never far away. You in the trees and in the birds, it's in your DNA. I see a smile in the sunshine every day. I feel your spirit in the night sky, the Milky Way. Hey, I'm never leaving you, and I'ma keep it true, and I'ma speak the truth.
floods, the heathens and the thugs, the violence and the drugs. They try to silence us, but still we rising up. But when we rising up, they try to wind us up for the water and the checks and the cups. The daughters and our sons know what's up, but they got the wrong choices. We can lead them to the stages and the mic, but they got the wrong voices, got the wrong dances, the wrong circumstances, got the wrong prayers for the visions and the answers. Water and the wind, the women and the children and the men, the earth and the medicine, dancing with the birds, with the singing in the breeze, circumstances bringing hurt, stinging like some bees, we still planting seeds, and I'ma speak the truth to the elders and the youth, we all need each other like water to the roots, you still believe in me, I still believe in you.
Yeah, yeah, I still believe in you. No matter what, all the relatives, no matter what you've been through, if you've been to jail, you've been to prison, you've been down in the dirt, in the gutter, in the mud, it doesn't matter, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, but it's make you indigenous, cause I believe in you.
Who do you believe in? The creator and creation, Mother Earth, all her elements and all of my relations, prayers for the nations in every direction.
So do you see that? That's a tear rolling down my cheek. Now I know I can't be the only one. Show of hands, who else is tearing up? That's right, we can't see each other. Welp, I do plan on taking the Native Outlaws podcast to live. I want to interact with you guys. I want you to be able to comment so I can do shout outs for you. I want you to be able to call in so you can... tell me what you got going on. You got a Native ran business? Are you an artist? Are you a musician? Man, I'd love to play your music on here. It's kind of what I'm all about. I'm all about helping the people who haven't made it yet to have their voices be heard, their music heard, their beadwork seen. But yeah, I'm just all about Native supporting Natives in whatever way I can do. So that's why I'm here right now, providing a podcast platform. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in. Intertribal Radio, we're just a group of Natives trying to make a difference, trying to bring what we have to offer the Native community. So every night we're going to have something different. A lot of people are educated in a lot of certain things. They advocate certain issues. And me, I'm just kind of entertainment, I guess. I'm just a Native trying to make a difference, trying to find people to support. So, and hopefully I can get you to support me too, because it's all about Native supporting Natives. So with that said, I'm going to end up this podcast right here, right now. Going to go ahead and get on with my life. So, yeah, I got to go grab some dinner, walk my dog, be healthy, and, yeah, find other Natives to support. So remember, feathers up, and I'll see you out on the red road. So do you see that? That's a tear rolling down my cheek. Now I know I can't be the only one. Show of hands, who else is tearing up? That's right, we can't see each other. Welp, I do plan on taking the Native Outlaws podcast to live. I want to interact with you guys. I want you to be able to comment so I can do shout outs for you. I want you to be able to call in so you can tell me what you got going on. You got a Native ran business? Are you an artist? Are you a musician? Man, I'd love to play your music on here. It's It's kind of what I'm all about. I'm all about helping people who haven't made it yet to have their voices be heard, their music heard, their beadwork seen. But yeah, I'm just all about natives supporting natives in whatever way I can do. So that's why I'm here right now, providing a podcast platform. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in. Intertribal Radio, we're just a group of natives trying to make a difference, trying to bring what we have to offer the native community. So every night we're going to have something different. A lot of people are educated in a lot of certain things. They advocate certain issues. And me, I'm just kind of entertainment, I guess. I'm just a native trying to make a difference, trying to find people to support. So, and hopefully I can get you to support me too, because it's all about native supporting natives. So with that said, I'm going to end up this podcast right here, right now. Going to go ahead and get on with my life. So, yeah, I got to go grab some dinner, walk my dog, be healthy, and, yeah, find other natives to support. So remember, feathers up. And I'll see you out on the red road.